Monday's 8-hour setnet opening and 4-hour drift opening in the Igigig District produced a harvest of 238,000 sockeye. ADF&G area management biologist Paul Solomon says that's a large catch for this early in the season. KDLG News spoke with Solomon Tuesday afternoon.
We're not seeing a whole lot of passage into the river. The water temperature in the river is very warm. It's about 60 degrees, and it's my feeling that the fish are stacking up and over successive tides and not really moving into the river. I've got some other information that supports that. But bottom line is, I think what we saw yesterday represented a couple-day buildup. The fish will move in on one tide, and some of them will pass into the river, but many of them seems like they turn back around and come back down. And then the next tide comes in and kind of adds to the buildup. So I'm going to take a little time off. I'm starting to get escapement information, and I don't have a whole lot of fish upriver yet, so I'm going to give them some space and let some go up if they want to and try to confirm what I'm thinking.
Solomon decided to let the setnet and drift fleets sit on Tuesday, but he did announce an 8-hour setnet-only period in the Igigig District that started this morning at 6:30 and runs until 2:30 this afternoon. Solomon confirms that he's received some information about sockeye milling around in the lagoon before heading upriver.
That was also a confusion, but I've gotten a couple reports today from transient pilots, independent reports that are along the same lines in terms of numbers. Their estimates were between 10 and 15,000 fish in the lagoon, and because I got two independent ones, I have a little bit more comfort with them, even though they're fairly inexperienced guys. My tower crew has seen a handful of fish all day long. So there are some fish in the lagoon, but I think they are building a little bit. There's just not many right now.
In the announcement issued Tuesday at 3, Fish and Game noted that the test fishery data indicates passage into the Igigig River is low to moderate. Drifters are not required to register for a district with Fish and Game until June the 25th. That means the department does not know with much certainty the size of the fleet in the Igigig District. However, Solomon believes he's got a lot of catching power available in the district.
I have 355 deliveries from yesterday, and I'm going to take those as being one delivery per boat simply because the period was so short, which is a fairly large number. I think if I open it again, there'll be a lot of company for those who are still there.
Paul Solomon is also the area management biologist for the Ugashik District. He notes that the harvest data out of the Ugashik District is being kept confidential until additional buyers come online.
There's some small level of passage. I can't relate the catch information because it's so small, it's still proprietary. It was a little better yesterday than it was the last time we opened on Friday, but not enough to get all excited about. I've talked to some folks on the beach today, and there's a few fish moving, but it's just beginning there. That'd be how I would say it.
Solomon has not announced any additional fishing time in the Ugashik District. In Tuesday's announcement, Fish and Game noted that they've received information that some vessels traveling between the Naknek-Quijack District and the Igigig District have been delivering fish caught in the Naknek section in the Igigig District. Solomon confirms such a practice is illegal.
Well, not only is that illegal, but it gives us bad information. And if we make decisions based on that, it looks like there's more fish caught in the district than really were. That could lead us down a bad road. And I'm really, really trying to make that point clear that we don't want to see that happen again.
Fishermen in both the Igigig and Ugashik districts are asked to stand by at 3 o'clock today for the next possible announcement about fishing time. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.